Hi, I'm Rick Warren, and you're listening to Daily Hope. God has promised to meet all of your financial needs. Did you know that? He's just waiting for you to ask for His help. God doesn't just care about the spiritual side of your life. He cares about the physical, the emotional, the mental, and yes, even the financial. The fact is, God never shuts His storehouse until you shut your mouth and stop asking. You have not, the Bible says, because you ask not. You know, one of the reasons we see so few miracles in our lives is because we just don't ask for them. Instead of asking God for what we need, we use a credit card. And we trust credit instead of Christ. When was the last time you did that? When was the last time you prayed for something before you went out and bought it on credit? You didn't even give God a chance. If you want to see God work in your life, pray for it before you pay for it. That's a good principle. Pray for it before you pay for it. And that means you put your hope in God to meet your needs. Now, of course, the way we learn to have hope in God is through His Word. So let's get started.
Today on Daily Hope with Rick Warren, we continue with the final few days of our series called Growing in the Seasons of Life. This will be part three of a message called The Season of Financial Stress. It's taken from Genesis and Ecclesiastes. But right before we hear from Rick, we want to quickly tell you about a very helpful resource that we would love to send to you. It's a three-session DVD study kit called The Purpose of Christmas. Now in this, Pastor Rick offers life-changing insight on the true meaning of Christmas, as well as the many reasons that we celebrate the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And not only is it a great study for you or your small group, it is a powerful source of encouragement for someone you may know who's really struggling to find hope this holiday season. So please let us send you a copy of the DVD study kit and study guide called The Purpose of Christmas. It's our way of saying thanks for your donation to this ministry. Call us at 800-600-5004 or go to rickwarren.org to get your copy today. And now, Pastor Rick Warren.
Whenever I have a need, I plant a seed. Now, you say, Rick, this sounds illogical, that to give away when I have a need will end up in me getting more back. That just sounds illogical. Right, it does sound illogical. But that's called faith. You say, well, Rick, it doesn't make sense. Well, of course it doesn't make sense. In Isaiah, God says, my ways are not your ways. My ways are higher than your ways. In fact, if you ever want to know what God wants to do in a situation, you can usually, most of the time, figure out what you would naturally do and then take the exact opposite. Because God says, my ways are not your ways. God says the way you get is by giving, not by holding on. Now, I know some of you have thought about this, and you say, well, okay. What we normally say is, when all my needs are met, then I'll start giving. God says, oh, no, you missed the point. Time out. You give in advance. You start giving, and then I'll meet all your needs. See, there were people who misunderstood this in the Time to Build campaign a year and a half ago. There were people who said, you know, here's what we'll do. We'll make a commitment to Time to Build. And then, when God brings in the extra money to pay for it, we'll give it. No. I didn't say that, and neither did God. The point is, God says, you give what you've got sacrificially now that you would use for something else, and I will replace it and multiply it. God multiplies what you've already given, not what you promised to give. God isn't impressed with what I say I'm going to do. God is impressed with what I do. That's the faith. And so God is saying, well, you know, I made this commitment. The money never came in, so I haven't given it. Well, that's not the way it works. God says you give it, often at sacrifice to yourself at this moment. And then He says, I will multiply it and use it in a great way. Now notice what it says here. Circle all the alls in this verse. God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. I think God's trying to get the message across here. He's saying, what does this leave left to worry about? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. You see, when you worry, you're missing the point here. Proverbs 3:9-10. Read this verse aloud with me. honor the Lord by giving him the first part of all your income, and he will fill your barns. The rest of it says to overflow. Now, this is the principle of tithing. We've talked about this many times, so I don't have to go into it today. But tithing is the principle taught all through Scripture that the first 10% of all that I make goes back to God. It is an act of worship. If I make $10, then the first dollar I give back to God. Not the last, but the first dollar. If I make $100, the first $10 goes back to God. If I make $1,000, the first $100 go back to God. Tithing means the first 10% goes back to God. Now, why did he say 10%? I don't know. Beats me. He could have said 50%. He could have said, give me half of everything you earn because it all comes from me in the first place. He could have said 90%. He could have said, I want you to tithe 90% and live on 10. But he said, give the first 10% back. Why? Does God need my money? Is God poor? You got to be kidding. God doesn't need your money. What he wants is what it represents. You, your heart. And he says, I want you to put me first place in your life by making me first in your time and first in your money. I don't care how much you claim Jesus is first in your life. If you're not tithing, he's not first in your life. He's just not. Because where you put your time and your money determines what's first in your life. And that's what God is saying. When Kay and I got married, we made a decision the very first, well, even before we got married, that no matter if anybody else got paid, God would get paid first. And even in the leanest days, I mean, even when we started Saddleback and there was no salary here, and we were just praying in our rent for where we were renting a condo, God got paid first. We have gone through many tough times, but we've also gone through many times that have proven God says, I will meet your needs if you ask for help, you commit to learning contentment, and you practice giving in faith. Now, I know some of you are saying, Rick, you don't understand. I can't afford to tithe. And I want to say to you, you can't afford not to. You can't do you whatever you want God to bless, you have to put him first in. If you want God to bless your family, then you put him first in your family. If you want God to bless a relationship, he needs to be first in that relationship. If God, you want God to bless your finances, he needs to be first in your finances. A while back, one of the, if I called his name, you'd know who he was, one of the most well-known and successful executives in Orange County sat in my office. And he said, Rick, you need to tell your businessmen that the best time to start tithing is when they're in debt. And when they're in debt, because you want God's help to get out of debt. He said, God, I don't know where it's going to come from, but you're going first in my life. And when you do that, God does miracles. Number four. The fourth condition, God says, I promise, I guarantee, I will meet all your financial needs. You'll never have to worry again if, number four, if I maintain my integrity. If I maintain my integrity. You see, God does not bless dishonesty. Proverbs 16:11, notice this verse. The Lord demands fairness in every business deal. Circle that word fairness. Now that includes wages, that includes salaries, that includes taxes. If you want God's blessing on your finances, you must be honest about them. Proverbs 19 verse 1 says, better to be poor and honest than rich and dishonest. The Bible says, what does it profit a man if he gains the whole world and lose his soul? Now why is this an important principle? I'll tell you why. Because, and you know this as well as I do, that when you're going through a season of financial stress, the temptation is enormous to toss out your integrity and to cheat in order to make ends meet, to be dishonest, to throw out your ethics. It may mean you shade the truth on a sale. It may mean that you exaggerate the value of something or under-exaggerate the value of something. It may mean you claim a false deduction on your taxes. But you always lose in the long run when you lose your integrity. Because that's what you're taking to heaven, your character, not your money. You always lose when you give up your integrity. Proverbs 10:22. The blessing of the Lord brings wealth, and he adds no trouble to it. Notice that, no trouble. What's he saying here? He's saying that profit that's made dishonestly brings trouble with it. Why? Because whatever you reap, you're eventually going to sow. And if you rip off people, other people are going to rip you off. And if you cheat even the government, you're going to get cheated in life. Because what you sow, you will reap. Now, this decision to say, I'm going to be honest in my finances, is not something you just make once for all, where you go, well, okay, it's Sunday, it's May 19th, 1996, from now on I'm going to have integrity in all my finances. No, it's going to be a daily decision. Because you're going to be tempted with decisions of, am I going to tell the truth or am I not? Am I going to be honest or am I not? And sometimes honesty costs. Have you learned that? Sometimes it costs to tell the truth on a form. But God says, if you do that, I guarantee you, you won't have to worry about financial needs.
That's Rick Warren with a portion of today's message called The Season of Financial Stress from the series Growing in the Seasons of Life. Rick will be back with more great teaching, so stay with us.
Decorated trees, amazing food, family, the mall, a flurry of gravy and wrapping paper. The world says that's what Christmas is all about. But Pastor Rick Warren says that there is so much more to it. That's why he created a 3-session DVD study kit called The Purpose of Christmas. In it, Rick offers life-changing insight on the true meaning of Christmas, looking at the many reasons we celebrate the birth of Christ. Not only is it a wonderful study for you or your small group, it's also a powerful source of encouragement for someone you might know who's struggling to find hope this holiday season. Please let us send you a copy of the DVD study kit and study guide called The Purpose of Christmas as our way of saying thanks for your donation to this ministry. Call us at 800-600-5004 or go to rickwarren.org to get your copy today.
And once again, here's Rick Warren.
Sometimes honesty costs. Have you learned that? Sometimes it costs to tell the truth on a form. But God says, if you do that, I guarantee you, you won't have to worry about financial needs. You see, some of you have said, you know, Rick, I tried tithing. I tried tithing, and I still have all my financial needs. Well, it's not just one thing. There are 5 things here. You can't be tithing and cheating on something. You can't be tithing and not learning to be content or asking God for help. You must do all 5. God has guaranteed to meet all your needs if you meet these conditions. He says, I can expect God to meet my needs if I ask for his help, if I learn to be content, if I practice giving in faith, if I maintain my integrity, and finally, 5, if I trust him with my life. Now, this one kind of summarizes all 4 of the other ones. If I trust him with my life. Matthew 6:33, look at this verse. Your heavenly Father already knows perfectly well what you need. And he will give it to you if you give him first place in your life. And you live as he wants you to. Now think about this. The only thing in all of creation that worries are human beings. In everything that God has created, nothing else worries. Plants don't worry. Animals don't worry. Only human beings act as if we don't have a heavenly Father. You see, when you worry about your finances, you're basically saying, I think God is a liar. I don't really think he will meet all my needs as my heavenly Father. But he will, if you'll meet the conditions. It's a father thing. You know, when I was a kid, I had this thing with my dad. That any time I had a need, I went to him and I said, Dad, I need some money. Not once in my entire growing up did I ever wonder, where is he going to get it? You know, it's kind of an unwritten rule. Dads make it, kids spend it. And not once did I ever wonder, where is my dad going to get this money? I never worried about it. God says, you can come to me and you can ask. And I want you to prove your trust in me by four other ways. And if you'll do that, I will bless the socks off you. And you will never again have to worry about your finances. And I will take you through some financial times of stress because I'm going to test you. And I'm going to help you grow because your faith and your character are more important than your comfort. But he says, I want you to put me first. You see, really what worry is, it's just a form of atheism. Every time you worry, you're basically saying, I don't believe there's a God. And I don't believe he's going to take care of me. If you're a Christian and you worry, you're acting like an orphan. You're acting like you don't have a heavenly father who hasn't already promised over and over again in scripture, I will meet your needs if you will obey me and do what I tell you to do. So it forces you to live by faith. Worry is a warning light. It is a warning light. Every time you worry about your finances, it's a warning light that you are doubting that God loves you and will take care of you. And we always get into trouble when we doubt God's love. Always. Notice it says first place. If you give him first place in your life. Would you circle that? You see, as long as I love anything more than God, that thing's going to be a source of anxiety. There was one thing meant for first place in your life. And by the way, it's not your family. Where'd you get your family? From God. God says, put me in first place in your life because you can't lose that relationship. Any other thing you put first place in your life, career, a relationship, or anything else, you're going to create a source of anxiety in your life because that can always be lost. And you can lose it 1,000 different ways. So you must have in first place in your life something that cannot be stripped from you. Notice the next verse. 1 Timothy 6:17. Don't put your hope in wealth, which is so uncertain. Anybody want to give a testimony on that one? But put your hope in God. You see, no matter how much you make, you can lose it all through a lawsuit or illness or disaster. Your bank account is not your security, no matter how big it gets. It says, put your hope in God, because God says, I will assume responsibility for your needs if you'll trust me. Look at the last verse. He gives food to those who trust him. That's a good verse to put on your refrigerator door. He gives food to those who trust him. He never forgets his promise. Now, what this verse is talking about is what Romans tells us. If God loved you enough to send Jesus Christ to die for you on the cross and save you and secure your eternal destiny, don't you think he loves you enough to care for you if you will do what he says to do? Tell me the logic behind this. Oh, I trust God for my eternal salvation, but I don't trust him enough to tithe. I don't trust him enough to learn contentment. I don't trust him enough to be honest in my finances. That doesn't make sense. When God saved you, he saved your biggest problem. And if you can trust him to get you to heaven, you can trust him to provide for all your needs if you'll do what he says. Really, the bottom line in all of this is, do you believe God will do what he says you do? Or is God a liar? If he's a liar, I suggest you start looking somewhere else for salvation too. It's that simple. Well, the bottom line is, do I really believe God will provide for me and do what he says he'll do if I will do what he tells me to do? And I want to say to you, listen, you'll never know until you put him to the test. You'll never know. So I want all of you to take out a card. Everybody, get out a welcome card right now. And I'm going to say five things here, and I want you to write down a number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 on the back. God said, I guarantee you'll never again have to worry about financial problems. Even when they come. I'm not saying you're not going to have financial problems. I'm saying you won't have to worry about them if you will do these five things. And I want you to solidify your commitment this morning before Him. So if you're deciding to say, I'm going to start asking God to help me with my finances, and I'm going to start specifically praying for things before I pay for things. He may not everything just give it to you, but at least give Him the opportunity. Trust Christ before you put it on credit. If you'll say that, I'm going to pray for it first, I want you to write down a number one on the back of your card. Write down a number one. I'm going to start asking God for specific help in my finances. Write down a number two if you're saying, I'm going to start learning to be more content with what I have. And I'm going to ask God to help me break loose of comparing myself to everybody else. And to stop comparing and start learning contentment. Write down a two on the back of your card. If you'd say, you know what, I'm going to start tithing the first 10% of everything that I make as an example of I trust you, God, in faith. There are more promises about giving than anything else in the Bible. And I want to learn to be like God, be a giver. I want you to write down a three. I'm going to give Him the first 10% of everything that I make in faith and out of gratitude, the fact that I wouldn't have any of it without Him. Write down a three. Write down a four, then, if you're going to also say, I'm going to commit myself to being honest in my finances, to having integrity, to be honest with others, and to be honest with God, not cheat people in order to get ahead in life. And finally, write down a number five if you'd say, I'm trusting Jesus Christ completely with my life. Completely with my life. Now, I need to clarify that if you refuse to do any of the first four, you cannot legitimately claim number five. Because Jesus said, don't kid yourself, Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments.
Now, you've just heard Daily Hope with Rick Warren, and if you've missed any part of the message, please listen online anytime at rickwarren.org. While you're there, sign up for Rick's encouraging Daily Hope email devotion or find a ton of other extremely helpful resources. Now, Pastor Rick will be back in just a moment to share a final thought, but first, just a last word about a very helpful resource that we would love to send to you today. It's a three-session DVD study kit called The Purpose of Christmas. In it, Pastor Rick offers life-changing insight on the true meaning of Christmas, as well as many reasons that we celebrate the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, not only is it a great study for you or your small group, it's also a powerful source of encouragement for someone you may know who's struggling to find hope during the holiday season. So please let us send you a copy of the DVD study kit and study guide called The Purpose of Christmas. It's our way of saying thank you for your donation supporting this ministry. Please call us at 800-600-5004 or go to rickwarren.org to get your copy today. Now, we've said many times before that Daily Hope is a 100% listener-funded broadcast, and that means your financial support is vital. So call and give today, and let us say thank you by sending you Rick's three-session DVD and study guide called The Purpose of Christmas. Just call us at 800-600-5004 or visit rickwarren.org. Again, that number is 800-600-5004 or visit rickwarren.org. Now here's Rick with a closing thought.
If you've been blessed by this message today, here's what I want you to do. Share it. Tell somebody about it. Now there's a lot of great ways you can share Daily Hope. One of the easiest is by posting it on social media, on Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn or Google Plus or Instagram. By the way, I'm on all of these and you can follow me on any of these. Let me know what you think of this broadcast. But you'll find a share button today next to the message on my website. That's www.rickwarren.org. Don't keep the good news to yourself. It's too good to keep to ourselves. We've got to pass it on to others. Thanks for listening today, and join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.